With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Newly sworn in Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen says he's committed to protecting all Americans.
I don't care what color your state is. I don't care if you're red or you're blue. At the end of the day, my job is to be Secretary of Homeland and to protect everybody the same. And we will do that.
Mullen replaces the fired Kristi Noem. Meanwhile, travel disruptions deepen as senators are racing to salvage a proposal to win the Homeland Security shutdown. Democrats have refused to fund the Department of Homeland Security unless it made changes to its immigration and deportation operations. But unpaid Transportation Security Administration workers are failing to show up for shifts, and at least 458 have quit altogether. The U.S. military preparing to deploy at least 1,000 troops from the 82nd Airborne Division to the Middle East in the coming days. Meanwhile, President Trump said the U.S. is talking with Iran to end the war. That's even as Iran denied any negotiations. Iran fired a dozen missile barrages at Israel today. Israel said it struck missile sites and other targets in Iran. The state of Minnesota files an unprecedented lawsuit against the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security, alleging a lack of cooperation over shootings in Minneapolis.
Minnesota officials are suing the Trump administration, accusing agencies of withholding evidence related to three shootings by federal officers.
The killing of Renee Good, the shooting of Julio Sosa Solis, and the killing of Alex Preti.
Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says the lawsuit filed in Washington, D.C. is necessary to their investigation.
The federal government has adopted a policy of categorically withholding evidence from us related to shootings involving federal agents during Operation Metro Surge.
I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. Maine will vote on transgenderism.
A ballot initiative going before the people in November will allow them to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and keep them out of female bathrooms and locker rooms. The group Protect Girls Sports in Maine has gathered the necessary signatures to put the measure on the ballot. PGSM says, quote, males are taking away female trophies and invading female safe spaces. This is not a faraway concept. It is happening right here in Maine. Michael Harrington reporting.
The board that oversees Alabama libraries have decided that all branches have until the end of September to comply with a new rule forbidding books with transgender characters and topics from being kept in children's and teen sections. Parents in the state are demanding that the public libraries remove all books promoting the LGBT agenda from places where small children and impressionable adolescents might find them. This is SRN News. Two major companies are placing new bans on insider trading. This action takes place as senators move to curb prediction markets. We have more on the story from correspondent Gethin Coolball.
Kalshi and Polymarket are tightening their rules on insider trading as Congress appears to be moving closer to cracking down on prediction markets. On Monday, the platforms announced bans that target politicians and athletes. Kalshi would block candidates from trading on their own campaigns and block athletes and sports employees from betting on their own sports. Polymarket is barring trading by anyone with confidential information or power over an outcome. Polymarket faces criticism over bets tied to military action. Also on Monday, Senators Adam Schiff and John Curtis introduced a bill to ban sports prediction contracts. I'm Gethin Coolball.
More details at srnnews.com.